We met with the minister around 2 o'clock yesterday evening. There was about a dozen of us from the five councils, as I've previously said. We had questions already written out, but given the circumstances, we had to change and revise those questions. But in fairness to Minister Cummins, she gave us ample time and she spoke really openly with us. But there's always a but. She used the language that she hadn't been fully informed by her team as to the full extent of the court's decision. But in fairness to her, she has committed to working with our committee as a platform for collaboration and support going into the future. And she plans to sort of take part in a few of our meetings. We would have meetings fairly regular. She is also committed to coming back to us with her plan to on how to overcome the setback that we received.
Did anyone
And I
ask her
was.
why the A5 project, the most significant infrastructural project in Northern Ireland, wasn't included in the Climate Action Plan?
Yeah, well, you see, I would say in relation to the we received the judgment yesterday evening as well from the courts, and on analysing the Climate Change Act in 2022, that act has come back to haunt the Assembly in achieving their net zero greenhouse gas emissions and the target at 2050, along with other targets. So these targets will have a serious implication on the A5, but it's also going to have an implication on other projects
And
and
I get that, Paul, but just in relation to that, right? I mean, presumably the Climate Change Act might be an issue, say, for instance, in 2050, if we're all driving petrol and diesel cars and, we continue to be stuck in bottlenecks on the current road. Surely it must understand that the likelihood is that we'll have to have cars, but they're most likely to be, zero emission or close to it. We won't have cars sitting for hours on end in the bottlenecks on the current road infrastructure. I mean, does it balance out, where we're at now in terms of emissions in travelling this route versus where we might be in 2050, or am I being naive?
No, you're not being naive, but the situation in relation to what they signed up to in 2022, and they signed up to and it's a legal duty on all the departments. They were to publish targets for cutting the greenhouse gas emissions in each of their area, and they had a responsibility as to how they were actually going to reach those targets. So it just wasn't about the infrastructure department. But the problem that the Assembly have, that the DUP walked out in protest in 2022 to 2024 against the whole in relation to the whole Brexit deal. So it was difficult. It's difficult for the judge to put faith in any commitment by the Assembly to reach their target because they had very little action done to date. And in his judgment, he sort of emphasized, he didn't go that far into it, but he made comment towards that. But he ruled out that the Department of Infrastructure was in breach of the Section 52. He called it that it failed to produce the evidence. It wasn't what they were targeting, but the evidence to show that the A5 would be consistent with the climate targets.
The
And he
judge
also
himself says,
found.
though, that he believes that these issues can be overcome, and he urged Stormont to work as quickly as possible to do that, to deliver this important piece of infrastructure. Does that give you any hope if the judge who.
Yeah, well, he was like, and he was well aware of the death toll of the 57 people, and he was well aware of the amount of people that were seriously injured in it. And he did state that his ruling doesn't prevent the projects like the A5. But he did state that it needs to have the proper planning and the coordination between all departments to ensure that they achieve the 2050 targets. The problem I feel and taken from it, that Minister Cummins and her team have a lot of work to do in certain areas in relation to the trade-offs, because given that there are areas that her party doesn't have control of, it's going to be a bumpy run for the minister, insofar as she's going to have to work with other parties to trade off against for her to get the A5. And they're going to have to drop projects going forward to get that. So it is going to be a very bumpy run for the minister. But, you know, we stated yesterday that we as a committee are fully behind her, and we're fully behind the progress of the A5 and trying to resolve.
Your party colleague Niall Blaney yesterday, Senator Niall Blaney, yesterday put the blame for all of this firmly at the feet of Sinn Féin. He said it was, you know, pretty much entirely their fault, either by accident or design, and he didn't state which. Is that your reading of it? Would you agree with Senator Blaney in that regard, or would your opinion be somewhat different?
No, my opinion, like, you know, there is no, my opinion is there's no point in us getting into the blame game. I think we as a committee need to work with the minister of the day, whoever that minister might be, and try and resolve the issues moving forward. And she has given a commitment to us, and we have also given a commitment to her, because I'm the chair and we have cross-party there. And she probably is using us as a platform, because I was somewhat surprised that she gave us the level of commitment that she gave us. But then whenever we actually went into the public gallery to view the minister's questions and answers, which was after that, and I could understand her, because we were willing to work with her as a cross party, I could understand that because of the amount of point scoring that went on, and that it was embarrassing how, you know, everybody was trying to blame. And listen, the minister's only in there from February, and, you know, she's still finding her feet.
I still can't get my head around how, you know, the minister's team or the team of civil servants could omit a massive road development from a climate action plan. I still haven't really figured out how that could happen, or how anyone could imagine that wouldn't be challenged.
Yeah, well, it was always, like, they knew that it was always going to be challenged, but at that stage, you know, it's whenever you're in a process, and you're in an ongoing process, in order for you to make major changes like that, it's nearly like a planning application. You have to pull out the whole process. So they were probably off the opinion that, listen, we'll let it go and see where it goes. Because unfortunately, and I'm going back to, they didn't have a great track record from 2022 when the Act came in.
If I were to paraphrase what you've been saying, and you can tell me if this is accurate or not, that Sinn Féin are in charge of roads, and if they to sort of get the A5 over the line, they're going to have to reduce emissions elsewhere, and it's other parties such as the DUP that might be in control of, say, farming or whatever, that will say, no, you know, where the farmers are up to their ears, they can't do any more, and Sinn Féin will say, well, listen, we need this road. You're going to have to work with us to reduce emissions in a different space. I'm only picking two examples here. And you believe that this could get caught up in sort of a battle between parties, and a battle between departments, and a battle between areas responsible for the majority of emissions.
Yeah, that would be my take on it. That's where Minister Cummins is going to have a lot of negotiations and a lot of trade-offs. Now, here at home in Donegal, we have an opportunity based on those findings to go through the document and make sure that we're ready and up to speed as we go forward in relation to the TNT, because there is items there that we'll have to look at and see where we're at in the same, because this, I would say, yeah, that ruling is actually going to be a benchmark for other projects going forward, and where, how it's going to be looked at. And that is going to be referenced, I would say, umpteen times by other objectors.
So someone might object to the 10T on the basis that it goes against Ireland's climate commitments.
Yeah, that is exactly. So we as a council, and in fairness to the officials, they have the document and they are going through it with a fine-tooth comb at this, as we speak. So in that aspect, we've got ahead of the game. but it's disappointing for, considering the amount of people that have been killed on our roads. And we do have to work, but I feel there's going to be a lot of political to and fro before this is over the line.
Yeah, I just think it's really regrettable that governments, wherever they are, haven't got provision for, you know, very important projects, projects of a national interest, projects that put people first. I understand we have to do what we can in terms of our environment, but, you know, here we have the A5, people dying or being injured on it almost every single day, and yet we've got the Chinese building coal factories, drill baby drill in America, you know, and here we have, and we've kind of done it ourselves, we've done it to ourselves seemingly, that people didn't see this coming.
Yeah, I think the mistake has been made in the passing of the climate change act in 2022, and then what followed after that that didn't, because they had targets and they had plans to put in place, insofar as each department had to have a path going forward in relation to their greenhouse gas emissions. I think that's where that has fell down. That they lost those 2 years, and now they have to pick up the pieces again and try and play catch up to show that they are seriously. Because what, as I said previous, that it was very optimistic that what the and aspirational what the Department of Infrastructure had put forward in their assumptions, you know.